I like it when my big daddy fucks me, doggy. I like to get down on my hands and knees and feel him there behind me. I know I'm about to be his dirty little bitch. His junkyard whore. And when he shoves that fat cock into my filthy, undeserving cunt, I moan. Because I think that maybe this is my daddy's love. I look for signs of it when he grabs a handful of my hair and yanks my head back every time he thrusts deep into me. Sometimes my daddy is fucking me extra hard. He'll grab a second fanful of hair and yank my head back so sharply and forcefully with each thrust that it lifts my little hands off the bed. It hurts, but it hurts so good because I know that daddy loves it. He loves controlling me just as he fucks me so hard. And if he's loving doing that to me, then he must love me, right? When he has two fistful of my hair like that, he often likes to slam fuck me. That's where he leans forward over me instead of pulling my head back, and he shoves it down as each thrust deep. He shoves hard and fast, slamming my face into the mattress, then yanks me back up only to slam my face down again and again and again. Gets really angry sounding when he's brutally slamming me like this, growling deeply like an animal, fucking me so hard that I'm a constant blur of ferocious motion. I love hearing his raw power and his body crashes into mine, sending ripples of energy through me. Sometimes when he's fucking me like that and making those gruddling sounds and calling me all sorts of filthy things, I start to think that he'd like to kill me. That he'd like to maybe fuck me to death like that. And that'd be okay if that was his wish. I would be happy that my daddy got as much enjoyment of his time with me as he did. But when he finished me, I often get headaches after a good slam fucking. I like them though. I like to think they are a reminder of my daddy's love. Or sometimes he'll put his belt around my neck and buckle it with a special hole he made just for me so that it fits snugly around my neck. And sometimes he'll use the rest of the belt as a leash and lead me around like a little dog. Or he'll pull back on it, choking me just a little. Other times, he'll tangle his big hands in my collar that he made, pulling it tight against my throat, making it hard to breathe. He has total control of my head like that, and I feel like his little puppet, his little fuck doll. He tells me that he loves to fuck me like that and will do anything to find daddy's love, anything at all. But more than anything, my daddy likes to wrap his big hands around my slender neck and strangle me while he's fucking me, doggy. I love feeling that squeeze getting tighter and tighter, all while he's slamming me so powerfully. And I know that my life is in his hands, literally. I know that if he were to get carried away, I could maybe go out and never come back. But I trust my daddy, and he makes sure I never get hurt more than I need to be. The more his grip tightens, the more the world fades. And the more the world fades, the more intense everything left becomes. And all while he is thrusting deep into my dirty fuckhole, unceasingly, mercilessly, like a machine. That's hard, rhythmic pounding. It feels wonderful. Sometimes daddy likes the way my world goes dark for a brief time. But he always brings me back. He slaps me awake, and I'm glad that my daddy is there to protect me and keep me safe. Daddy loves to make me come with his hands are tied around my throat. He knows it feels so fantastic for me, better than anything else I've ever felt. I come so hard, and the closer I am to the edge of consciousness, the better it feels. Daddy is very good at getting me right to the edge as I come. My screams of ecstasy are just gurgles in my throat, and sometimes I'm almost sure that he's laughing. I like to hear my daddy laugh. It means he's happy with me. The only thing left is for daddy to come. Sometimes he wakes me from the darkness and he's already done. I'm sad to miss my daddy's pleasure, but I know that he had it and that it's enough. Other times he pulls me back to the world and to his big cock in my face. I open my little mouth and get ready to receive his generous gift to me. I love to drink daddy's thick, hot cum, to take it down my throat and into my belly, making it a part of me forever and ever, so that he's always with me. I cherish every drop, and the love that shoots down my throat warms me on cold days and comforts me when I feel lonely. But the best part is afterwards. He holds me and tells me that I've done a good job. And I don't have to look for his love anymore, because he tells me.